ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig here alongside of me, Ryan Cook, back from his Skittles fever.
Oh, my gosh. I think I had the plague, but I'm almost 100% now.
Week 9 of the 2023-24 season, we are live from the Pirate Ship on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's Southern Carolina Conference matchup between Porter Ridge and Weddington. Game tonight, though, was supposed to be last night. School was canceled due to the tornado warnings and much flooding around the Union County area, pushed everything to tonight or rescheduled for some schools. Marvin Ridge got moved. They play either at Cuthbertson tonight. And then Sun Valley did not have a game last night, but they play Weddington on Friday. We'll bring you that game. The Rocky River Forest Hills at Piedmont, West Inlay at Monroe, Parkwood at Anson, and then Union Academy is taking on Albemarle.
Yeah, you know, it was, as a teacher, it was kind of nice having yesterday off and a two-hour delay today.
Right.
As a more of a northerner, a Midwesterner, I'm not super convinced it wouldn't have been okay to go to school yesterday. But
I agree with you.
You know, I'm not complaining, and here we are tonight.
Opening game for Weddington in the conference with these two teams meeting twice last year, with Porter Ridge winning both, 46-25 and then 68-48. Warriors coming to tonight's action 9-4 overall, 5-1 over the last six, defeated East Mech last Thursday. They're led by junior forward Bailey Page, 12.3 points, 5 rebounds. Freshman guard Caroline Clark missed the last two games with a lower back issue. She will play tonight. She also, at 12.3 points, had a season-high 20 against Butler, shoots 44% from three. And then on the wing is Madison Motto, 9.5 points, 8 rebounds, had a season-high 21 against Parkwood, and they are coached by Dan Welch.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been at all their games this year, or almost all their games, and the injury bug and illness bug could have hurt him last week.
Berkman had the flu.
Clark
had the lower back.
Right, and this team really can't survive too many games without Clark. I mean, she's their primary ball handler, definitely their best shooter, as you said. I mean, shooting a tremendous percent from three. And then Berkman has really been, you know, her defense is really a big part of this team. And so, I mean, they didn't have either one of them last week. They still went 2-0. They played two weaker teams. So, they should all be healthy now, according to Coach Welch. And I know they're excited about this game. He said he felt like the girls are really, I think the word he used today was invested. He felt like they're really into it.
That's good. Tonight's a big one.
It is a big one. And you know, I don't know if Porter Ridge might overlook them a little bit. Anyways, I think this Weddington girls team has really improved a lot since last year. The biggest thing is going to be keeping those turnovers down. And, you know, are they going to give Caroline Clark open shots? And Weddington's got to get her the ball.
Pirates coming to tonight's action 10-5 overall, coming off a 61-55 loss to Marvin last Friday. These Pirates are super talented. Multiple D1 players here. Sydney Blackwell headed to Tennessee Martin, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 35% from three. She's at 900 and, I believe, 30 points for her career. She won't score 70 tonight.
I doubt that.
But she's going to get closer and closer as the season progresses. Next to her, freshman guard Ashante Taylor. Offense offers from University of Charlotte and Guilford. 17 points, 8 rebounds, almost 5 assists, 4 steals. Not a big three-point shooter, but she knocks down 30% from three. And Miley Malcolm, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 29% for three. And the one we don't really talk a lot about is the girl in the middle, Anna Scaldera. 5.7 rebounds, along with she's 6'3", headed to Lees McRae on a volleyball scholarship. Very long and canned. you know, handle the inside game.
Well, I mean, I said it to you last time when we watched him play Monroe. I mean, yep. I can't get over how long the legs are for Malcolm and Scaldora. I mean, like, those girls are all legs. And, you know, they're skinny. They're slight of stature.
Sure.
And I do think that Weddington has – they're a little shorter, but with Motto and Paige being a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger probably, I think that that can kind of help negate that some. You know, I think that, like you said, this is just a super talented Porter Ridge team, and they just got to put their chemistry together. You know, I mean, I'm a little surprised they've lost five games at this point, this stage in the year. but I think they got a lot of talent out there. And, you know, I think that Marvin Ridge girls maybe showed the blueprint of how to beat them. Easier said than done.
Right.
But number one, and most importantly, don't turn the ball over, because they're tremendous in transition. They got a lot of athletes that can finish. You know, Burke off the bench is really
good.
Yeah,
that was
the
wild card that I was going to say right there at the end, was that she's the wild card. She does not start. She's about 6 foot, left-hander, silky smooth, and gets a lot of her buckets in transition.
Right. If they're getting steals, she could be a big part of hurting anybody. But tonight, you know. And so, but anyways, I think if you're able to do what Marvin did, keep the turnovers down, don't let them run, and clog the lane and not let anybody dare anybody else to shoot outside other than Blackwell,
right.
And you might have a chance to keep them kind of down as Marvin did. So, once again, easier said than done, and I'm not trying to slight these other girls. I mean, as you said, Taylor can hit the three, but it's not really her game. Malcolm is more of a distributor than she is a scorer, you know, so you really got to focus on Blackwell and really clog that lane. So
they are coached by Morgan Brown. We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Porter Ridge Weddington. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Starting lineups for the Weddington Warriors will be Clark, Bailey Page, Natalie Poole, Ella Bergman, and Madison Motto.
Yeah, it's pretty much back to what you would call the normal starting lineup at this point after the injuries. And, you know, it's a team that isn't real guard deep. So, once again, getting Bergman and Clark back is really a big lift for them.
For Porter Ridge, it'll be Blackwell, Malcolm, Callie Williams, Ashante Taylor, and Anna Scaldera.
Yeah, just an impressively long team. You know, Malcolm always just, you know, it's an interesting matchup, you know.
Well, she's not like she's a facilitator, but it's not like she drives and then kicks.
Yeah.
She just passes over you.
Yeah. You know, so do you want a quicker girl on her? Do you want a taller girl on her? Yeah, you know, it kind of gives you that dilemma a little bit.
Well, you're not going to get a taller girl on her.
Well,
I meant
girls. I didn't mean taller. But, you know, I think it's safe to say, I think it's okay since we're broadcasters and not like coaches or whatever. Like,
we are.
I think it's okay for you and I to say that we're just big Sidney Blackwell fans, right?
I've been conference tournament her freshman year.
Really?
Yes.
And they weren't good then.
No,
right?
And she scored 21.
And she was like the only thing
she came out of nowhere.
Right? I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, I mean, it's kind of obvious. I mean, I'm picking the winners here, but like, I've just always been a big fan of Chappell and from Marvin Ridge and a big fan of Blackwell. I mean, no coincidence that they're on two of the best teams, you know.
Tip in the air and won by the Pirates in the backcourt to Malcolm. And Miley will bring it across the timeline right to left.
Got Motto matched up on her.
Motto up on her. Gets a screen from Scaldera up top. Paige on the switch. Pick her up now at the free throw line. Loose ball. Poole's got it for the Warriors. Natalie wants to push. Natalie down the lane. Lost it. No doubt. Kicks it to Clark. A three for Caroline. No good. Rebound by a Taylor.
That's a shot you want in the start, though, if you're Weddington.
Taylor quickly down on the block to Scaldera. Back to Malcolm. A long three. Got it.
Okay.
And if you watch that again, if you're watching, no rotation
right
on that three at all. Little pressure here. They break it here with Motto in the middle. Madison down the lane, kick into the corner. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Taylor. And the foul is going to be called on Taylor.
And that doesn't happen if you don't get a good box out by Bailey Page there.
Keep an eye on that one. That's your
first. That's a big play right there. I mean, not only do you not give up the rebound, but you get an early foul on Taylor.
Bergman will trigger it. Going to go into the corner to Clark. Guarded by Blackwell. Back up top to Poole. Guarded by Williams. Poole drive. Kick. Bergman up top to Bailey Page. Guarded by Taylor. Back up top to Motto. Now to Clark left wing. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass back to
Page.
Motto up. No good. Rebound by Williams. Pirates wants to push. A 2-on-2. Williams and Blackwell. Williams will take it into the corner. Now back up top. Taylor swings it left side over to Blackwell. Sid. Left wing. Drive. Hang. Lost it on the way up. Goes out of bounds. It will stay. Pirate ball.
If I'm Sid there, I'm giving Scaldera a chance. I mean, she's got in there and got position and some inches.
Because if you get her inside getting buckets, they're not going to be able to double down on her.
Right.
Or they're going to have to double down on her, and then you're up top. Malcolm going to lob it inside.
Oh,
knocked away. Stolen away by Clark. Caroline's got it. Wants to push. Clark across the timeline. Clark with it. This time Taylor on her. Up top to Page. Guarded by Malcolm. Page with it. Stolen away.
Lazy with the ball.
Stolen away by Taylor. Going to go coast to coast. Glass. Got it. And Ashante Taylor gives the Pirates a 5-0 lead.
Yeah, she can finish.
Quickly on their right wing. Page skip pass to Bergman on the baseline. Ella lost it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Pirate basketball.
And this is kind of what you were thinking, how this game might start. You know, and Weddington's kind of got to right the ship here and get some points on the board.
And if you're Coach Welch, that's one lazy pass. No more tonight.
Yeah.
Blackwell, corner three. Got it.
Yeah, you can't give that up.
No. 8-0, Pirates. Motto gets it to Clark, guarded by Blackwell. Caroline, left-handed dribble across the timeline, left guide. Over to Bergman.
Oh, I
Ella.
Kick it back out.
Back to Motto, three for Madison. Short, rebound, loose ball. Bergman's got it. Excuse me, that's Bergman. Yes, Bergman had it. Throws it away over to Williams. Williams almost hit us, hit the microphone, and we're good to go.
I was feverishly trying to put down stats and about got hit.
Malcolm with it right in front of us. Left-handed dribble. Screen from Scaldera. Dribble drive, kick to Taylor. Taylor puts it on the floor and tried the Euro step, but was fouled.
Yeah. Who's that one on? That's on Clark, her first.
Underneath, Taylor on the inbound, up end, good, plus the foul.
Yeah. That's a heck of a cut.
Foul's going to be on Poole, her first, team second, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So, yeah, if you're Weddington, you can't go too much longer here without getting a timeout.
Taylor up, no good. That may be one deficiency of her outstanding freshman year so far, is not the greatest free throw shooter.
I bet she can improve that.
Motto, top of the key, a long two, no good. Rebound by Taylor. Weddington not rebounding the basketball. Up front to Blackwell. Sid with it, into the corner. Spin, kick, Taylor, right wing. Ashante, drive, layup, no, but she's fouled.
Yeah, she's
she
really
does
good
go through, and like you had said,
she
gets into that lane.
She does. And that's the second on Natalie Poole already. She's very good at getting in the lane, and she's very good at finishing. You know, and she's not afraid to go in there and draw that contact. And that's a tough stop right there.
Earlier this year, she had 32 in a game, which tied the school record.
Wow,
up and good, Sydney Citrin.
That's a school like this has had some really good players here. You know, so that's pretty impressive.
Citrin in, pull out, Taylor up and good. She made me eat my words on that one. She two of two on that three free throws.
I told you she could improve that.
12-0 here. Porter Ridge with the lead. Page with it up top.
Bounce pass
to Clark.
Nice. Oh.
Lost it. Now to Bergman up top to Citrin. A long three. No good. Rebound goes to Clark into the corner. Caroline baseline. Lost her footing and she got pushed out of bounds. That's why her footing got lost.
Hey, I'll tell you what. So far, I'm happy with these officials. I think they've done a good job so far. That foul was on Williams.
And she comes out, and Olivia Burke comes in.
And which, I mean, again, just another tremendous athlete.
They've got her on Clark. Citrin will trigger it. Into the corner to Page. Pump fake. Step back. A long two. No good. Rebound by Burke. Lost it. Loose ball. Clark with the pickup. Underneath. Stolen away. Taylor with it for the Pirates. Ashante wants to push. Down the lane. Gives it off to Blackwell. Up and good. And a timeout is called by Coach Welch. a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 4:31 to go here. Porter Ridge up 14-0.
You just about nailed it on this start, Mr. Abrig. But, you know, I think that you just got a very talented Porter Ridge group here who's probably got a little bit of chip on their shoulder after the big loss to Marvin Ridge. Apparently not overlooking Weddington, and they've really come out firing on all cylinders. You know, looking at the freshman, Taylor, I mean, in a short amount of time here, in half a quarter, she got two steals, two assists, two rebounds, and 6 points.
Six
you know?
Of the four. I mean, so, she's filling up the box score.
You know, but then, of course, Blackwell, I mean, I think she's only shot two shots and made them both. She's got 5 points. So, you know, the stars are shining early here. And if you're Weddington, you got to get some confidence here. Got to get some good shots. You got to get some stops. You know, I mean, you got to start fighting back right now.
Motto inbounds to Citrin, guarded by Blackwell, back to Motto. And Scaldero, we're going to let her bring her up all the way up to the top of the key. Now they get it off to Clark on that right wing. Clark with Burke on her. Into the corner to Citrin. Almost overshot her, back up top to Clark. Near side to Motto. Madison with it, top of the key. Right wing over to Bergman. Ella with it, back up top. Motto with 4:04 to go here in the first. Clark into the corner. These passes, you're putting your girls in bad positions.
Yeah.
They're not able to come down with the ball with cleanly. Stolen away by Taylor, throws it right to Page. Page is fouled. And Bailey Page will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight to see if she can get Weddington on the board.
That foul's on Blackwell, her first. Yeah, I mean, Bailey should be, in my book, a good free throw shooter. She struggled a little bit there so far this year. And that continues. That's the first. Blackwell's taking her first rest.
Yes. Maya Swanson comes in for the first time tonight. Sid leads with 5 points, 2 of 2 from the floor. Page, the second one up, in and out, no good.
Oh,
rebound by Malcolm.
And you're trying to get on the board, you got to make your free throws.
Underneath to Swanson, up in glass and good.
Who was that from, Malcolm?
That was from Miley Malcolm. Near side to Clark. Clark with it, bounce pass to Motto. Madison right wing. Page on the post. Bailey is fouled on the shot.
Yeah, I think these officials are going to call a decent amount of fouls, but I mean, I think they're good ones. I think that was 12 or 21.
He said 12, White.
Okay, Ashanti. That's her second. That's kind of a big deal. If I'm up 16-0 in the first quarter, I'm taking her out. I think she is.
Someone is at the scorer's table as Paige will measure the first. And Weddington is on the board.
The lid is off the basket for the Lady Warriors.
Williams back in for who? Taylor.
That's what I figured. A little bit of a pout coming off there, it looked like.
Emerson Townsend coming in for the first time tonight. Replaces Motto.
And Townsend's had some good games for Lady Warriors. She recently
Kings Mountain, she played really well. And then against East Mech, it was kind of, again, it was a blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
Page, the second is good.
Yeah, they needed that. They needed to get those first two, you know. I mean, and not everybody's perfect from the line, but you got to get points on the board right now if you're the Lady Warriors.
King in for the first time tonight for Clark.
It's like we may be seeing our first zone, one kind of a 1-3-1.
With Townsend in the middle up front here with Malcolm. Swanson with it into the corner. Williams. Baseline, stolen away, but knocked out of bounds first by Page.
With Blackwell out of the game, I really like this call by Weddington.
And Blackwell's
and
coming
Blackwell's
back in.
Coming right back into
she's
the game.
Not.
No, they're just kidding.
Malcolm will trigger it. Up top to Swanston. Back to Malcolm. A three from the corner. Got it.
And I've never really seen her be that much of a scorer.
She wasn't against Marvin Ridge last Friday.
Boom,
a facilitator.
Yeah.
Up top, King with it. Right wing, over to Bergman. Ella with it, and is fouled by Burke.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fouls at this rate.
And at this rate, then the boys' game won't start till midnight.
But you know what? I mean, I'm not going to pick on that because
Blackwell in.
I feel like these are the right calls. I feel like these are fouls, and I feel like a lot of officials don't call these. You agree that a lot of them don't even call?
No, you're right about that.
A lot of them wouldn't have called a lot of these, right? But they're fouls.
Baseline push, up top push.
Yeah.
Into the backcourt to King.
It
Caroline with it.
Game.
Across the timeline, guarded by Williams. Right wing over to Bergman. Bergman with a screen. Bergman down the lane, but she'll kick it to Townsend, now to King, left wing. 2:50 to go in the first. King back up top. Townsend down the lane, wants the contact, gets it, no good. Rebound by Malcolm. And it'll stay Porter Ridge ball as it gets knocked out of bounds by Bergman.
And that's my offensive beef with Emerson Townsend. I mean, I feel like she gets in the right places.
She didn't need
that
contact. Just go straight up. Don't go in.
She makes great moves. She has great footwork, and she just doesn't put it in the basket a lot of those times.
What is this about?
This is a weird stoppage.
They're doing with possession.
But what would the call be? I don't know.
It was knocked out of bounds. It was going to be Porter Ridge ball. That's I don't know what the confusion is. Are they talking about a sub or who the foul was? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what, Olivia Burke looks like an athlete, doesn't she? I mean, she is an athlete, but she looks like a basketball player.
Oh, there's okay, so.
That last foul, that was the fifth foul for the Porter Ridge.
So who was that foul? Wait. Oh, so then Weddington's shooting. It's a correctable, he said? So Weddington's shooting. I really, really like what he just did, though, that he went and explained to them and explained.
Right.
I mean, it seems like such a basic, obvious thing, but so many of them will come over here and say something at the table or tell one coach, not the, you know, like, that was a
younger
good job.
Ref compared to some of the guys that we've had this year that just get in their own way, and that's what they do. I tell the table, nobody else.
I don't know. Wait. You're going to put him up on the line, aren't you?
Yeah, you should.
It's not like a technical or anything. I really do. I mean this wholeheartedly. I really like how they're handling this, though, actually. I mean, you make mistakes. They should have made a mistake in the first place.
So
should have been shooting two.
King is shooting.
Okay. But then why? I don't know why there's nobody up on the line.
Put them all
though.
On the line. It's not a technical foul.
No, it's shooting two.
They're just going to give her it. Then Porter will get the ball to make it even. Would they do that?
Maybe.
King at the line. No good.
But again, if you are Weddington struggling to score, you've got to make free throws. And right now, they are 2 for 5.
2 for 6.
2 for 6. That's rough. And then, yeah, I guess they're giving
it back.
Now
it's
going
to give the ball to Porter Ridge.
I mean, I don't know if that's right or not, but, I mean, odds are.
I understand that that's why you don't put him at the line, because if she misses it, it's going to get your ball anyway.
I think that's a job well done, considering, you know, admit that you made a mistake, fix it, explain it.
Malcolm with it up top to Burke. High post to Blackwell. Turn and is fouled by Page.
Man,
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know if that one needed to be called. That's one on Page and 4 team fouls. The boys' game would be interesting if they call it the same way. We've said numerous times it doesn't always work that way. But if they do, it's going to be interesting.
A long night. Malcolm with it up top. Blackwell left side. Burke, a deep three. Long rebound by Townsend.
She's a good rebounder.
King wants to push. King across the timeline. Williams on her. Left side to Citrin. Sydney with it. 2:10 to go here in the first with a screen. Lost it.
Could have been a kick there, but.
Malcolm up, knocked away off of Bergman. Good job getting back.
That's what Bergman gives this team, is she's the one girl that can just run down and break those up.
Hey, Maya, you got it out, Maya. You got it out, Maya.
Thought that could have been a kickball, but maybe just off her leg.
Swanston inbounded up top to Blackwell. Sid, rise, fire, three.
Ooh,
in and out, no good. Rebound by Page. Page will push. Page spins at the midcourt stripe down the lane. Lost it. Loose ball. Got it back. Underneath. No, not where you want it. Over to Citrin from 15. Bad. Missed everything. Rebound by nobody.
Yeah,
I guess Swanson's foot was on the line. It'll be Weddington ball. How would you like me to explain that? You miss everything. You miss everything. I mean,
she didn't like your missed
no,
everything.
No, she thought it was funny.
Thought it was kind of mean or funny or funny. Okay.
Clark will trigger it. Up top, Citrin, not a King. Caroline with it, guarded by Burke, right side back on the block. Page with it with Scaldera on her. Page reverse layup, no good. Scaldera with a board over to Malcolm. Miley wants to push into the front court. Miley down the lane,
whoa,
up and good.
Good. Letting me know that she's more than just a facilitator.
And they throw it out of bounds, or we got a timeout first. Timeout first before the turnover. Weddington with the timeout. 30-second timeout. It's 21-2, Coach.
So a great timeout because, I mean, at this point, you got to somehow get the ship righted. You know, you got to get them calmed down. You got to get them getting some points on the board, but also saved a turnover there. I don't know if he knew that. I don't know if he saw that coming or not, but that sure helped him. So.
All right, so how do you calm this thing down?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd do in their shoes right now. I think I do think that they're taking tough shots. You know, I think I want Bailey Page taking a lot of shots, but not that shot on Scaldera and try
That's
to force
her reverse
it up.
Layup.
And I like her reverse layup, but not that was too tough of a
yes.
shot. And not just that particular shot. I think they're taking very difficult shots, and they're not making them. They got to be a little bit more patient.
So that means your two guards are going to have to start knocking down Clark and King
yeah.
and Citron, your three guards.
Yeah.
Up top to King, 1:15 to go here. Burke on her. Hands off to Clark. Clark and Williams. Clark, drive, pushed into the corner. King's got it. Brings it out top. Resets the offense. Under a minute to go in the first now. Citron. King with it right wing. Citron gets out of her way. Page on the block. They get it to her. Pump fake shot. No. Rebound. Townsend lost it on the way up. Page with it. Up under glass. No, but she's fouled. And Bailey will go to the line for two.
And she will go up with that ball expecting to get fouled, you know. I mean, and give her credit. So that's on Scaldera. That is her first. There's a lot of team fouls in this first quarter, but only one in any foul trouble is Taylor. Now Paige is
– who is now sat for quite a bit of time here
yeah.
in the first.
Which, I mean, I totally would, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 21-3.
21-3, don't risk it.
Page up and no good. Rebound by Burke. Again, quickly down the court and throws it out of bounds.
Taking ownership of that, saying my bad on the pass. My bad.
Motto in. Page out for Weddington with 43.6 seconds to go.
Yep, you just got to start chipping back as quick as you can here. Just get a bucket if you're Weddington.
You get it into Clark. Clark with it. Williams on her. Gets past her, hands off to King at mid-strike. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. King with it, in a spin. Give off to Clark. Caroline with a screen. They switch again. Clark throws up a shot, but it's going to be on the floor.
Yeah, but she'll be shooting two. So that is one on Malcolm. So they've really spread them out. I mean,
shooting either way because it's a fifth foul.
Right, but I mean, it's a lot of fouls for the first quarter. But like I say, only person with two is Taylor. But they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fouls in the first quarter.
26.2 seconds to go here in the first. Up and no good. Rough
Boy.
Night from the free throw
yeah.
line.
I mean,
for Weddington.
That's a big difference right now. They are 3 for 9 from the line right now, and when you've only got 3 points, those are 6 points you sure could use.
Up and good.
So 4 for 10, first point for Caroline Clark, the new year, because she missed
yep,
the game.
They missed right after. Into the backcourt, Taylor over to Burke, and she's called for steps.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that's been Burke's downfall. I mean, I think she's such a great athlete and, you know, really good in transition, but she's, you know, couple quick turnovers there they really didn't need. Not that you ever need turnovers, but.
Well, I could hear Coach Brown saying, back it out, and
yeah.
she went baseline.
Yeah.
12 seconds to go. Townsend high post. Emerson on the block. Motto, turn, shot, no. Rebound Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Malcolm lets it fly, and that'll do it. At the end of one quarter of play, Porter Ridge 21, Weddington 4. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Many websites selling medication may look professional and legitimate, but the vast majority of sites selling prescription drugs are doing so illegally. Criminals use websites to sell counterfeit medications that may contain life-threatening toxins. Dot Pharmacy is a website verification program that helps you identify safe and trustworthy online pharmacies. Purchasing medicine online can be safe and easy. Just look for pharmacy to the right of the dot in website addresses. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. 8 minutes are on the clock. Second quarter about to begin. Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook, quarter, we're up big, 21-4.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a major problem when you give up 21 points in a quarter. You know, I mean, you're heading to, what, do my math, 84 points in a girls game. I mean, that's not going to get it done defensively.
84-16.
You're right. So, you know, obviously
offense
is also an issue, which I think that's going to get better probably. I mean, now we'll see if the officials calm down a little bit or not, if they call fouls the way they were. And, again, I don't disagree with the fouls, but they called a lot of them.
10, right? 11?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah, 11.
Both teams were in the bonus.
Yeah.
The double bonus, whatever it's called now.
I think that, you know, once again, it really hurt Weddington when you're struggling to put points on the board. They missed 6 free throws. We'll see what happens here.
They inbound to King, Weddington with the basketball to start the second quarter. Guarded by Blackwell, hands off to Clark with it. Up top to Citrin. Citrin with it. Back up top to Townsend. Her and Motto, the forwards right now for the Warriors. Give off to Motto. Tries to save it, goes right to Blackwell. Sid then saves it up to Williams.
Slick.
Williams to Taylor. Hang, shot, glass, no. Rebound by Malcolm. Loose ball. Scaldero's got it. Back up top to Blackwell. Rise, fire, 3. Air ball. Missed it. And out of bounds, it'll be Weddington ball.
That was an odd one.
Well,
you
if
don't
I'm
see
Sid,
that.
I say I got fouled.
I guess.
Or it was a pass.
I don't know. You don't see that. They're actually laughing a little bit. I think Malcolm's laughing. She's laughing a little bit and clapping for her.
It's rare.
Sydney doesn't look amused.
No. Very serious. Right wing, King with it into the corner to Clark. On the block to Motto, guarded by Blackwell. Madison up, turnaround shot, no good. Fell down, rebound by Blackwell.
They're taking Sid, tough shots.
Pressure here by Townsend. And goes out of bounds, it'll stay Weddington ball.
That's really good D by Caroline Clark there.
And Emerson Townsend as far as the trapper in the back.
Yeah, that was really good. But I just think right now what you're getting, though, is I think Porter Ridge is playing really tough, aggressive defense.
Clark will inbound it up top to King.
Weddington settling for tough shots.
Clark, rise, fire, 3 on the way. Got it.
That's what they needed. They wanted. That's a well-called play and a well-run play.
Run it again.
Yeah.
Scaldera right down on the block. No good. Rebound by Motto. Madison gets it over to Citrin. Sid wants to push. Hands off to King. Top of the key.
Yeah, I'd keep that ball moving.
21-7 over to Clark. Clark with a screen. Back to Motto. Drive, hang, shot, glass. No, too strong. Rebound by Scaldera. And Motto is slow to get up. Blackwell. Knocked away, stolen away by King. Over to Clark. Clark. Not where I would go. Up to Motto. Rebound Scaldera. Heat check right there. Drop a 3. Yeah,
oh.
Back to Clark on the steal. Up and good.
Timeout.
Coach Brown. It's 21-9 as Weddington. Fighting their way back. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Well, I mean, this is the first signs of life, really, from Weddington. First signs of, I'm going to say, confidence and aggression. You know, I think this game.
That 3 was confident.
Right. And I think that was a spark. I mean, that got them going. And I think that, you know, the story of this game so far has been that Porter Ridge has been the aggressor on both ends. You know, they're playing very aggressive defensively and getting hurt with the foul call a little bit, but otherwise making it very tough to score. But then they've also been the aggressor on offense, where I feel like Weddington's almost been like, you know, kind of like on the defensive on defense, if
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and that just switched there in that last couple minutes, and good timeout by Coach Brown because he felt a momentum shift there.
6:12 to go here, 21-9, Porter Ridge. Pirates with the basketball. Malcolm bring it up right to left.
Looks like zone.
Miley to Taylor in front of us. Guarded by King, back to Malcolm. Left wing over to Swanston, back up top to Malcolm. Back to Swanston. High post to Taylor, and she's fouled by Citrin.
Yeah, once again, I think that's usually not a foul. The way they've called this game, I'm not shocked. I'll say consistent.
Bergman in, Citrin out. 5:51 to go here. 21-9, Pirates, as Malcolm will trigger it. They lob it inside, misses everybody, stolen away. Clark's got it, loose ball, stolen back by Porter Ridge. Scaldera over to Swanston, into the corner to Taylor. Rise, fire, 3, off the window, no good. Rebound by Malcolm, through the lane, Miley up, lost it. She's fouled. Ball's going to be on King.
Yep, that's her first. Second of the quarter.
Natalie Poole will check in after this free throw by Malcolm. Up and no good.
Free throws have not been great tonight.
Poole in, Clark out. Burke back in. Williams out.
Malcolm having a nice all-around game so far, but she missed that first free throw. She has 8 on the game.
Jonathan Taylor's in the house tonight. Up and good for Malcolm. Legendary coach, Dr. Taylor.
Tyson. Yeah.
Right. I mean, his kid's only in the NBA. Hands off up top to Poole.
Pretty cool.
Natalie up, glass no, rebound by Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Malcolm looks to push. Taylor, Ashante off the window, in and out, no good. Gets her own rebound, loose ball goes right to King. Caroline's got it, wants to slow it up.
Wow, Taylor's just very athletic. I mean, she didn't make that basket, but boy, she gets up quick too.
King with it up top to Poole with a handoff. Poole with it, and that's the second time where Burks fouled her out front.
Yeah, and that's her second foul. And you know,
they're calling it both ways that way.
Right,
as far
as
push.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I have no problem with. Like, I think the crowd is probably saying what we are, that this is, oh, that's not a foul, it's not a foul. But, like, I think they are. We're just not used to referees actually calling them.
Up top to Poole on a screen. They lob it inside to Motto. Bounce pass to Bergman. Lost it. Need better passes. Taylor with a steal. Taylor to Malcolm up and good.
That's a nice play. That's a way to run the floor and an unselfish good pass.
Freshman to sophomore. The future is bright for Porter Ridge.
It is.
King left wing to Motto. Madison. Drive, pull up from 12. No good. Rebound by Scaldera. 4:30 to go.
6th rebound of the half.
On the block to Swanston. Kick it out top. Saves it right to Malcolm, who saves it again to Motto.
Yeah, I think I was already. Yeah, I agree. Now, that actually kind of hurt what he could call it, I think. But I think it was over and back.
Oh, okay.
I think it's over and back, but I think.
Page in for the first time in a while.
But if anything, I think it hurt Weddington. But I don't even know what the discussion is now. Because now what are you going to do? I mean.
Yeah, and you know what, though?
What, the half court line?
I don't think it hurt him.
Weddington?
Yeah.
Well, they got the ball. They were heading in transition, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
You just didn't like he was going to lead the break?
They have not been doing well in transition.
Yeah.
So let's set up the offense and get Clark a 3.
Yeah.
Who's not even in? Let's get Bergman.
That will get interesting.
Page. King with it up top. A screen from Motto. King, gonna dribble drive down the lane, blocked by Scaldera. Over to Taylor with the pull. Ashante with it, drive, lost it, back to Scaldera, stolen away by Motto. Madison wants to push. Motto into the corner. Back up top to King. Right wing, into the corner. Poole, thinking about it way too much. Back up top to King. Clark will come in on the next dead ball. Poole with it, right wing, 3:40 to go. Lobs it inside, lazy pass.
Yeah.
Got to make better passes. Swanston with it up top. Knocked off of Poole out of bounds. It'll be Porter Ridge ball. And Blackwell comes back in along with Clark for Weddington.
And, you know, so far this quarter, Weddington definitely making it tougher to score, considering they'd given up 21, only 3 this quarter, but still only 9 points for the Lady Warriors.
Taylor with it up top. Hands off to Malcolm, now between the circles. Right side to Blackwell with a screen. Now to Burke. Back to Malcolm as Poole fell down. She may have hurt her leg a little bit. Back to Burke, a long 3 for Olivia's.
All right, okay.
27-9, Porter Ridge. Poole across the timeline. Swanston up on her. A screen, she'll use it, she'll go down the lane. Shot glass, good.
That's a nice finish. A little bit of a blocked a little bit there and still finished.
27-11. Taylor, drive, hang, shot, no good, rebound by Poole. Good defense by Natalie to get the rebound as well. Clark, underneath to Bergman, not where you need to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Blackwell pushes, stolen by Motto.
Oh my goodness, we're getting
over to Page. Bailey with it. Page gonna drive underneath.
Nice.
Bergman up glass, good.
Nice pass.
Timeout, full timeout. Porter Ridge as they cut the lead to 14, 27-13 with 2:28 to go. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
And once again, my favorite reason to call a timeout is to stop negative momentum, you know, and so I like that. You know, I like both of Porter Ridge's timeouts have been as soon as Weddington kind of starts to fight back, they're getting that action stopped. And, you know, I think that's what you want to do, make sure they don't
get any. He can't grade papers during the game, lady.
The evil math teacher coming up, and it is like a hint there. I'm sorry, I'm not grading papers at halftime. But you know, I mean, as soon as Weddington has a little bit of confidence, a little bit of energy, a little bit of momentum, get that timeout, get your team settled down. I like it.
They need to make better interior passes, or don't even try to get them in on the breaks like that.
Yeah.
Just pull up and settle for the mid-range.
I think that it's a two-way street. I do think that Porter Ridge is playing good defense. You know, they're playing good physical, tough defense. But Weddington's taking super tough shots or making bad passes. I mean, like, they're doing too much of both. And yeah, they're just forcing tough things or making bad shots or bad passes.
2:28 to go here in the second. 27-13 Porter Ridge. Clark, Bergman, Motto, Page, and Poole. Burke, Blackwell, Williams, Taylor, and Malcolm as Miley will bring it up right to left. Malcolm across the timeline, right-handed dribble. Right side over to Burke. Olivia wants to go baseline. And Poole.
Little push. Who said come on? Is that a fan or is that a?
I think that was a fan. It was a very evident push.
I think that was
when
a
you
second
extend
on
the
page.
Forearm.
Yeah, yeah.
Malcolm will trigger it for Porter Ridge.
Two on Page.
Up underneath to Taylor, no good. Rebound, her own shot, put back, no, but she's fouled. You've got to box her out.
Yeah, she's way too athletic not to. I think that's Clark's second. I think I got two on Clark and two on Page, I think. Yeah. I think two on Clark and two on Page.
Taylor up on the first is good. Brosterhouse in for the first time tonight. Thought I saw a brother in town.
I think I saw him come in, yeah. I think Taylor's got 7 points now, 3 for 4 from the line so far.
28-13 for the Pirates. Up on the second one, front end no good. Rebound by Clark. Carolina bring it up left to right. Across the timeline. Right wing to Bergman. Guarded by Blackwell with a screen. Another screen. Brosterhouse rolls, but they swing it left wing. Clark, baseline, glass too short.
That's a great take. Got to finish
rebound
that.
By Burke. Olivia will push. Olivia into the corner to Taylor. Back up top to Malcolm. Miley to Blackwell. Sid, drive, hang, shot, short. Rebound by Brosterhouse.
Wellington's doing a really good job on Sidney Blackwell.
Clark on the left side over to Motto. Up top to Brostrauss, high post, not a pool. A minute 25 to go. Lost her dribble. They swing it to Bergman. Ella spins at the free throw line. Motto was there. They don't get it to her. Pool back to Brosterhouse, back up top.
Good D. Good D by Porter Ridge. Really clogging that lane.
Williams up top, guarding her. Left swing, Motto. Clark. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
Wow. You need that from your freshman.
28-16, Porter Ridge. Malcolm, left side to that's Burke with it. Drive, kick to Taylor. Blackwell, rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound by Brosterhouse.
I think the kid's a little off tonight so far. Still a lot of game left, though.
Clark with it, little head fake, drive, kick. Bergman a three, no good. Rebound, good block out by Brosterhouse. Put back, no, but a foul, and that'll be Taylor's third.
Yeah, that's a big foul. That's a big rebound. Would have liked to see her not dribble, as we've talked, you know.
You gained absolutely no ground with that triple.
Yeah, but still big rebound and big foul she drew. I mean, got to get Taylor out now.
Brosterhouse up with it and gets the roll. Oof. That's the famous Cook roll.
Is that
not
it?
Not AJ, not Aiden, but Ryan.
Okay. I was going to say, man, leave my kids alone.
No,
come
that's
on.
Right. They're both good free throw shooters.
They didn't get it from their dad.
That mean teacher, though, that other one.
Yeah.
Second one up, gets the roll as well.
Hey.
28-18, 10-point lead with 40 seconds to go.
And that's respectable. You get a stop here, get a score here. You got an under 10 at half. Wow.
Taylor across with it on that right wing with that right-handed dribble. Cool.
Oh, jeez. Didn't leave much choice there.
I don't understand
there.
That.
I don't either. That's her third. She more or less just kind of came up and popped her.
She does one of those again. Coach Capone could put her at Rover.
Yeah. No, she can play football.
29.2 to go here in the second quarter. 28-18 with Ashante Taylor at the line for two.
Where she is 3 for 5. She has 7 points.
4 for 6.
And 8 points. 4 rebounds, 4 steals,
their
3 assists.
Their scoring's pretty spread out, isn't though, as far as part of Ridge go. You said Blackwell had 5, right?
Yeah.
Up end good on that one. It's 30. And King may have gotten hurt right now. I don't know if she's laughing. I don't know if she's hurt or...
Like a Charlie horse maybe or something? I don't
possibly.
Know.
Possibly. She's laughing about it.
Yeah.
Can't hurt that much. 29.2 seconds to go as they give it in to Caroline. King with it. Tomato across the timeline. Timeout, Coach Welch and the Warriors. 30-second timeout with 23.9 seconds to go here. 30-18.
So, you know, I definitely like it. You know, it's tough because you only get.
You're saying he's got a full timeout.
He's got. He's already called 2 30s.
And that's all you get. That's right. I got it up there, but you never use that.
No, I don't.
Because you're not very good.
Yeah, well.
I did a lot of job work this year on the stat sheet for you.
Yeah.
I fill it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I never
got to buy you a pound of Skittles for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, I do still like the timeout, though. I mean, it's tough because you know, you're seeing he's only got 2 left in the game now. But he's looking at this as a big possession. You got 24 seconds left. I assume they're drawing up probably their best play to get Clark off like a double screen or like a little like slip up the, you know, what do they call it, elevator type thing, you know, or whatever. If you get a 3 by Clark here to end the quarter, you're down 9. It's worth it.
She likes either side. We've seen her hit a 3 from either side.
Just a matter of her being able to get her feet set, you know, getting her feet set and getting an open look.
So Motto will trigger it.
Looks like a little bit of uncertainty going on here between, oh, Lord, I don't know.
They get it into Clark quickly. Burke up on her. She needs a screen.
Porter Ridge, I think.
Clark into King into the corner.
Look at you foul.
Back up top, swinging around. Motto wants a 3. Got it.
I don't know that that's what Coach drew up, but that works.
8, 7, 6. Malcolm across the timeline. Into the corner. They throw it up top, stolen away by Clark. Caroline lets it go.
Oh, man.
And at the end of one
Can
half
you imagine?
Of play.
I mean, if that went, they'd only be down 7 at this point.
Weddington 30. 21 for, Porter Ridge 30. 21 for Weddington. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Halftime of the girls' game. Porter Ridge up 30-21 over Weddington. Matt Aberg, Brian Cook. Stats-wise, what we got?
Well, before I get to that, more importantly, like my own father is trying to hone in on my Skittles now. He said that he heard that you'd given me Skittles and wanted to know if you sent any to him. Like,
well, I gave you Skittles. You got a fever, and you got sick and missed 2 games.
Skittles fever.
So I was—that's what I called it. So yeah. I was worried about, you know, did
Maybe
I buy you bad
some,
Skittles?
Oh yeah.
They were on sale, you know, at Harris Teeter. And if your dad comes up for a game, I'll have him.
That's in the works.
Okay.
He's thinking. Might have to wait till the conference tournament, but it, you know, hey, that's
all
a good time to come.
That's perfect time.
So leading the way for all scores, we'll start with Porter Ridge. Miley Malcolm, who I have been guilty of saying is more a facilitator. This is the most I've ever seen her score. She's really looked good offensively. She has 11. The freshman Ashante Taylor with 9, Sid Blackwell with 5, Swanston with 2, and Burke with 3. And on the other side for the Lady Warriors, the freshman Caroline Clark leads away with 9. Motto with 3, Page with 3, Poole with 2, Bergman with 2, and Brosterhaus with 2. So, you know, to your point, I think going away in the half there, it is very spread out for both teams. I mean, you've had 5 girls score for Porter Ridge and 6 girls score for Weddington.
Blackwell had 5 in the first quarter. And then
you're right. You know, Weddington's done a really good job on her. She's been a little off shooting too. She's very calm. You know, she doesn't seem to be worried about trying to put more points on the board. I mean, I think because her team is doing well, you know. But, you know, credit Weddington here. I mean, you said they scored, what, 7 in that
17.
Quarter? Or, oh, no.
They had 4 in the first quarter and then 17.
Wait.
Weddington scored 21
total. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was meant to go the other way. Porter Ridge scored how many in that quarter? 7?
Yes.
So, you know, credit Weddington for holding them to 7.
9.
And, of course, coming back and, you know, putting some points on the board themselves. And it makes it an interesting game now. As I was saying to you, you know, now as Weddington's coaches, you can go into your locker room and say, hey, we're still in this. 9 points isn't a big deal. Everything went bad for us that half. We can come out here and start chipping away. We got a lot of time. You know, you have a little bit of hope there. If you're Porter Ridge, you are emphasizing, I want to come out here. This is what I like to say if I'm Porter Ridge right now. I want to come out here. I want to get 2 or 3 steals and stops. I want to score the first 6 points. We're going to be up 36-21. They're going to be calling a timeout. That's what I tell my girls.
Motto, Clark, Citrin, Page, Bergman for Weddington. Taylor, Malcolm, Scaldera, Williams, and Blackwell for Porter Ridge.
Okay, a little different group with Citrin starting the freshman in the second half.
Poole's got 3 fouls.
She does.
Makes sense. Taylor up top with it.
Watch
Porter Ridge
carry.
Moving left to right. 3 on the way. Malcolm, no good. Rebound by Clark. Caroline wants to push. Caroline across the timeline, right side of the wing. Resets the offense now between the circles. Just underway here in the third. Up top to Motto. Madison with it. Back to Clark. Caroline. Hands all line. And they need spacing here.
Yeah.
Page with it. And offensive foul on.
Yeah.
Motto with a moving screen.
And, you know, again, I'm going to give credit and say that I feel like they've been super consistent. I think that was a foul. I think a lot of times that's not called a foul, but they've been that way the whole game, I think, in a good way.
Taylor will bring it up for Porter Ridge, left to right. Malcolm going to go on that right wing. Now she's got the basketball right side. Motto on her. Up top to Blackwell. Sid to Scaldera on the block. Back to Blackwell. Kick into the corner to Taylor. Ashante, drive, jump stop, glass.
Oh, good. She just kind of glided by everybody, didn't she?
32-21, Citrin will bring it across. Left wing to Bergman. Up top to Clark. This is where I think Caroline can get her shot off and do what she wants. Page, step back, a long 2. Glass and good. Banks are open, 7:25 on a Wednesday.
Wow, that's service.
Taylor quickly down the lane, quickly off the glass.
Oh, my.
2 in the board. No, she missed it. Rebound by Motto over to Clark.
They got a break there.
Clark with it right wing. Caroline up top to Page. Page with it. Hands off to Clark. Not where you want it.
No, like
Page,
you said, that's spacing.
Clark got fouled. It'll be on Williams.
That is Williams' second foul. I think from here on out, you're going to start worrying a little bit about foul trouble, whatever happens, because everybody's got at least 1 pretty much, if not 2, you know.
Taylor has 2, and
actually, Taylor
Poole's
has 3.
3, and Poole has 3, but she's out right now. Clark saw it.
I say stop and pop.
Yes,
I say stop
absolutely.
And pop right there.
Motto with it. They lob it inside to Page. Page on the block. Got away with a double dribble. Rebound by Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Miley wants to push up to the court. Williams, glass, too strong.
Wow.
Putback is there for good for Taylor.
You know, first of all, Weddington got away with it for a minute, being lazy in transition, but then they still got hurt by it.
Clark, Williams doing a good job bodying her. Motto, rise, fire, 3, glass, no good. Rebound by Taylor.
She just said, give me that.
Taylor wants to push, drive, hang. Floater, no, but she's fouled. And Ashante will go to the line for 2.
Green 4, that's going to be 3 on Bailey Page. So 3 on Page, 3 on Poole, 2 on Clark, and 2 on Motto.
Taylor up and good. .544 to go here, 35-23, Pirates. Taylor, the second one up and good. Don't forget the boys will be after this one. That should be a good game.
I believe it will be.
Historically, it has been the last couple years.
Been some great ones.
the crowd not as boisterous.
No.
They could file in, but I don't know. Citrin with it, right wing over to Bergman. Up top to Motto. Left wing back to Citrin. On the block to Page. Page up, glass, got it.
She's really good at that.
And I think when you've got three fouls like Taylor does, you let her have it.
Yep.
Blackwell right wing. Throws it inside, trying to get it underneath. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Pirate basketball.
You know, and Weddington's hanging around. You know, I mean, unfortunately 11. For them, they've dropped 2 points, you know, instead of gained two. But, I mean, you're still in it. Need stops.
Malcolm will trigger it on the block to Scaldero. Back to Miley. A three from the corner. Long. Rebound by Motto. Over to Clark. Caroline across to Bergman. Ella with it. Motto on the block. The little fall away lefty.
Wow,
no.
That's a tough
rebound
shot.
By Taylor. Taylor, nobody stops the ball. Bounce pass.
Yeah,
Williams up and good.
That's inexcusable. You got to do time a better out. Job.
Timeout, Porter Ridge.
Is this my cue to say it?
38-25, please.
So you agree with this. You can't deny. I can tell by look on your face that this time you agree with me. Maybe not all the time, but this time, right? You know what I'm about to say. So, I mean, my thing is, once again, Porter Ridge had the positive momentum. You know, they just went up 13. They're, Weddington's not getting back in transition. To me, Porter Ridge did a real favor to Weddington here because if I'm Coach Welch, I'm losing my crap because the girls aren't getting back in transition. Yet, I've already called three timeouts. I don't want to burn a timeout to scream at them and say, get back in transition, that's can't, you know, whatever. But Porter Ridge just gave him that opportunity.
I agree with you, and I don't understand. You're up that many. You had your way the entire game. Just let him come back and get on defense.
So right here, what's the point? So the point of that is they did that because they want to make sure they have a great defensive stop here.
That's not. Yeah, I agree with you. But they put in – the only substitution made was Burke.
And you're getting your defense set. And that, I think that's the argument I keep hearing, right?
Yeah.
Not that that's not okay sometimes, but why in this particular case – did it help them to – it's not like Weddington's been blowing by them.
Right.
I don't know.
Clark will bring it up right to left. High post to Page at the free throw line. A screen. Back to Motto. Threw it away. Loose ball. Malcolm's got it. Gets it over to Scaldera. Back to Miley. Malcolm will push. Left to right across the timeline. Into the corner to Taylor. Rise. Fire. Three.
Oh,
got
man,
it.
That a little bit unexpected how smooth that looked.
41-25. Clark up top with it.
I think they're trying to look for Clark off a double screen here.
Back up top to Motto. Motto with it into the corner to Clark. Clark, baseline, skip pass to Bergman. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Okay, right back at you. They needed
confidence
that.
Confidence builder there for Ella.
Yeah.
41-28, Pirates. Malcolm, Blackwell in the corner. Loose ball,
man.
Rebound. Taylor up and good.
And you know what? Usually I complain about that and say she went over her back. I don't think she fouled her. I think she just jumped up and took it clean.
Clark across the timeline, up top to Citrin. Citrin with it. Citrin drive, kick. Bergman spin, back to Citrin. She'll go down the lane. Page, 10-footer, got it.
That's her game there, if you hit that. Third assist for the freshman, Citrin.
43-30. Taylor with it up top. Now they get it to Blackwell.
By the way, I like Taylor's purple shoes.
Sid to Malcolm. Oh, do you now?
I do. Do you? You're the shoe guy.
No, I like Malcolm's, though.
You like those better?
That blends more with their
It
their,
does.
Their,
it
their
does. I like
jerseys.
Both. I like both.
Malcolm with it. Back up top to Blackwell. Sid, spin, kick. Taylor from the corner. Another one, no good. Rebound by Clark. Caroline looks up to Page. Page with it. From 15, long. Rebound by Taylor. Up, Burke on the break, up and good. And we just got a score in. Marvin Ridge over Cuthbertson, 68-54.
That's
girls.
It, 68-54.
And that was quick.
A little closer than I would have thought, to be honest.
Me too. Citrin, top of the key, drive kick. Motto with it, spacing ladies. Back to Page. Bailey at the free throw line.
Oh.
Did not get away with a walk. The travel is called.
You can see she really tried to keep that pivot foot, but just couldn't quite get it down, I think. Or keep
Williams
it down.
And Swanston in. Scaldera and Blackwell out. Pool back in for Weddington.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, so Weddington's lost, you know, six points to that lead. They were down 9, now down 15, and I mean, they just got to get stops. They got to do a better job rebounding and in transition.
Back up top, Taylor with it behind the back, gets past Poole, drive, ooh, hang.
Hey,
you know what? You can't let the seas part.
Yeah.
You can't let her do that.
Yeah.
47-30, Porter Ridge, Clark, Caroline gonna go drive, hang the floater, no, and she'll go to the line. Worked her tail off right there for that.
She did. Williams, that's her third foul. I think when you got a 17-point lead, you want to get her out for now probably.
2:02 to go here in the third, 47-30 with Miss Clark at the line for the Warriors. Up and good.
She's quietly putting together a pretty nice game here.
Bergman out, Townsend in.
That's 10 points for Clark, 4 rebounds and 3 steals.
Averages 12.3 on the season. Second one up is good. 47-32 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Taylor with it. Double team, loose ball on the ground. Good job by the Warriors. Still a loose ball and a jump ball is called, and Natalie Poole got rolled into.
She's a little ginger getting up, isn't she?
I think they rolled into her ankle.
She's working something out there, because at first it looked like she couldn't, and then she started.
Walk it off. There she goes. Yep. She's good. Told the ref she's good. Motto will trigger it. Jump ball was called. It'll be Weddington. Clark with it with 1:50 to go here in the third. Williams on her up top. High post to Townsend. Emerson. Back to Clark. Back up top to Poole. Townsend's got to watch that moving screen.
She almost got her there.
And a reach in there by Malcolm on Page.
And that will be her second. Really no trouble there.
Clark will trigger it. Watch her get the ball back possibly. All the way out top to Page.
Elevator!
Up top, up, nope, Page.
That's illegal!
Poole lost it. Williams is fouled by Clark.
It'll be her
third. These are getting chippy, Coach.
Yeah.
3-2.
Know which one, but
on the bench.
I think they were complaining illegal screen.
Yes.
By the time she was yelling it, I didn't see it. Now, I mean, I don't know if I missed it.
Well, the first one was Townsend.
Yeah.
And then it continued after the inbounds play. Not saying she's right or wrong, but nonetheless, you can only say so much to these officials. Right side to Malcolm with 1:15 to go in the third.
And I think they've been pretty good.
Me too. I mean, Malcolm with it. Dribble drive. Kick to Swanston. Back up top to Burke.
Oh.
Drive down the lane. Too strong, but a late call.
That's her game. I like to see that. The fake the three and drive in there. I think that's her game. Townsend's first. Burke shooting two.
With 1:02 to go here, 47-32. Olivia Burke at the line. Two. First one up and no good. Front end.
Burke has 5 points and 3 rebounds on the night.
King came in off that earlier whistle. Up and good. Citrin back in. Bailey Page coming out for Weddington.
By the way, I just took that little break to do some totaling. I believe Taylor has 22 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals in the third. That's a stat stuffer.
King across the timeline. King with it up top. Up top back to Poole. Over to Citrin. Drive, hang, kick. Poole, a deep three. No good. Rebound by Taylor. Another rebound and, oh, could have said another assist, but she's fouled from behind by Poole.
I don't think they called a foul.
No?
That's what they're
clean block.
Watching
good
the
job.
Porter Ridge bench.
It was a clean block.
I think it was. Still Porter Ridge ball.
Malcolm will trigger it. They lob it inside to Taylor, back to Malcolm. A three on the way for Miley is good. Jeez. 51-32, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. King with it on the right wing. Hands off to Citrin. Not a motto up top. Left side over back to King. 15 seconds to go. Up, shot, no good. Rebound by Malcolm. And a whistle. And it'll be on Townsend.
Yeah, Townsend can be that foul magnet sometimes. That was Malcolm with that rebound. She's putting together a pretty nice game. It's her fifth rebound, four assists, and 13 points for Miley Malcolm.
I believe Porter Ridge is playing Cuthbertson on Friday night.
Okay.
And then we'll be at the Sun Valley Weddington game.
Yes.
And that's the that's the four teams in the conference.
Yeah.
Well, Marvin. Sorry, Marvin.
They're the off team, right?
Yeah. I think they're playing Palisades. Up and good. Bergman back in. And because Piedmont left, a lot of these schools are filling in during conference season.
Right.
Palisades on the schedule for the Mavericks. Townsend across the timeline. 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The shot up, no good. Rebound, Emerson, nope. And that'll do it at the end of three quarters of play. Weddington 32, Porter Ridge up 53. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state.
Ranger.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Last 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock, and most likely will be the final 8 minutes of the game. Porter Ridge up big, 53-32.
So my first thought here is not consistent with my feelings on the night, but the official given the warning in the book.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And I know that we see that. I mean, that's not that abnormal. It happens. But what's the point in that?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the point in putting in the book a warning?
Because then, like, then if so she gets it, another one,
then you're
it's
say,
a technical.
Hey, well, you could check. You well, knew there was a warning in there.
Yes. Like, I mean, think, no, but I
but
think
you could
that's
also
right.
unofficially warn. Like, what does it matter, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's
– so.
But Blackwell with it up top, drive, kick into the corner, out of bounds off of Weddington. It'll stay Pirate ball. I guess it's because
you know
of exactly
though?
What you had said.
They don't have to warn you, though. And it's
they
like
don't.
They don't need any proof. Hey, I had one in the book, a warning. I don't know. I think they're kind of silly. But anyways, it's not
don't
consistent.
Don't they have to call that in? No. If she got another one and got a technical,
right.
You have to call that in, don't you? Sid, a three. Got it. Don't they have to call into the state?
Not just for
on
one technical.
No.
Only if it was if you get two and get kicked out. Only if you get two.
On the block. Pool up and good from Citrin. 56-34 with 7:30 to go here in the game.
I do think the officiating's been good, though. I just picking a little bit. But
imagine you picking a little bit. Taylor with it. High post to Blackwell. They kick. Swanston a long three. Air ball. Rebound by Citrin.
Weddington's wanting to play with some pace this quarter.
Citrin with it. Up top to King. Caroline back to Poole. Poole with it. Has it knocked away. Citrin's got it. Can't really see because the official. Back up top. Poole's going to drive. Wild shot, but she's fouled.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough shots like that taken this game. And kind of lucky she got a foul there. I mean, not saying it wasn't a foul, but not a great shot to take. I was wondering if Clark could be hurting because it's been her back.
Right.
And she's not starting this quarter. And, I mean, maybe.
Up and no good.
Maybe they wanted to give her a minute, you know. But
Sun Valley on Friday. She doesn't have any ice or anything on it. And it looks like she's. I hadn't seen her, you know, she wasn't, like,
didn't see her
favoring it like
or,
we
yeah,
did in,
right.
the, you know, last week on the bench. Right. Up and the roll is good for Miss Poole. 56-35 with under 7 minutes.
I definitely didn't see any signs of it, but
Blackwell, drive down the lane, shot good. Oh, good. Rebound by Scaldera, and she's fouled.
There's another one on Townsend. She's gotten three quick. She has three. Poole has three. Clark has three. Page has three.
Scaldera up and good. 57-35 with 6:49 to go.
And that's Scaldera's first point of the game, but she has eight rebounds.
And 2 points now.
And now two.
58-35 is Citrin across the timeline. Hands off to Poole. Poole with a screen from Page. Gets some freedom. Drive, hang, shot. Altered by Scaldera. Rebound by Taylor. Taylor's going to go right down the lane. Up and good.
I believe that is 24 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals for the freshman.
Averages 17. Page going to drive. Kick. Bergman. Pump fake. Drive. Cut off. Back up top to Poole. 6:15 to go in the game.
Got a little size advantage. Oh, Jesus.
Poole back from Page off of her leg, out of bounds. Porter Ridge ball.
It was, yeah. I think that Page had position. She may not have sealed it well enough there. But the way this game's been called, I would have thought that would have been a foul.
Taylor will bring it up left to right. Poole on her. Gets past her.
Man,
now
I thought
stops.
She was gone.
Me too. Up top to Scaldera. Kicks it over to Blackwell. Sid with it. Nobody picks her up. Sid wanted it. Drive, hang. She'll take that one. No good. Rebound put back by Scaldera. Too strong. Rebound by Townsend.
Oh,
right to Sid out of bounds, who was standing out of bounds. Weddington ball.
Yeah, so Scaldera is one rebound away from double digits, which you give them two double-digit rebounders in the same game. That's got to be pretty rare.
In girls, yeah. Citrin will bring it up right to left. A screen. Nope, she backs away. Right wing over to Bergman. 5:40 to go in the game. On the block to Page. Bailey, spin, shot, no, too strong, and there it is, a double-double. 10 points.
Uh-oh.
And Poole and Scaldera. Foul's going to be on Poole, I believe.
That will be her fourth.
And her.
her demeanor? Her
no,
reaction?
Her reaction was, I could read her lips, I thought it was going to be a jump ball. It was not. It's a foul.
She's got four. I don't know that matters too much.
Drive, hang, lost it on the way up, and out of bounds it'll stay. Porter Ridge ball with Taylor on that drive. Malcolm will trigger it this time. On the block to Taylor, who fell down. And there's another foul on Poole.
I believe. Unless I'm off somewhere. That is her fifth, I believe.
Motto coming in. You think Clark will play the rest of the game?
I don't know.
Coach Welch not happy with that call.
Yeah.
Malcolm will trigger it. Up top, Blackwell. Rise, fire, three. Got it!
Man,
Sid with eight.
Tough.
Eight, am I right?
Yeah, no.
No.
11.
Okay. Apologies. Page, left wing, Swanston on her, and is fouled by Swanston.
See, I think most officials there are not going to call that because she didn't get two hands in it. What, I mean, she just kind of started to get this a little.
But if you extend,
that bar,
that's that call is where they see that extension.
And again, I'm going to say it for like the 100th time tonight. I think that
101st.
Is generally a foul, but I don't think people usually call that a foul. I don't know.
Up top to Citrin. Guarded by Blackwell, back door. Townsend, the little floater, blocked by Taylor. Malcolm had it, lost it, stolen away by Townsend. Townsend and Scaldera, and it will be a foul called. Wow. I thought that was going to be a jump ball.
Wait, who is it on?
Scaldera.
Okay. All right. Her second.
Bergman, inbound it, stolen away. Lazy passing. Taylor, a one-on-three. She'll wait for her
good
friends.
Decision.
It's Sidney Blackwell for three. Got it!
That was a very good decision. To,
14 not, for Sid.
It's not a freshman-type decision there.
No, typical freshman tries to go one on three.
Yeah, because she might have been able to score
right.
that.
Right wing over to Townsend, up top to Motto. 66-35 with 4:30 to go in the game. on the block to Page, lost it. Burke with a put or with a steal. Olivia wants to push. Right side to Blackwell. Rise, fire, three. Short, rebound by Townsend.
I was going to say, she's completely on fire at this point.
That was a heat check.
Yeah.
Motto on the block. Bergman up, glass, good.
Nice. Yep, way to
good
run the
Good pass
floor.
By Madison.
Yep.
66-37 with 4:03 to go. And Brosterhouse will come in on the next dead ball for the Warriors. Taylor into the corner to Blackwell. Sid, drive, hang, fouled by Townsend.
Boy, she's gotten quick fouls. That's four on Emerson Townsend. But yeah, Blackwell's points are all, you know, come out of nowhere. I mean, she
had five
so
in the
quiet.
First quarter. She was 2 of 2.
And she now has 14. So
just below her average. Now she's a spoke too soon, Matt.
Yep.
No good as Williams back in and Brostrouse comes in to replace Page. 3:58 to go here. Warriors down 66-37. Don't forget Friday night. They host Sun Valley. Second one for Sid is good. 15 for Blackwell, right at her average. Citron across the timeline. They pick her up now about the volleyball line in front of us. With a screen from Brosterhouse. Drive, hang, the lefties freshman up and good.
That's a nice finish.
That was very nice. 67-39.
I'm thinking that there was a little something going on with Clark. You know, maybe it wasn't major since they're down enough. That
right. Stolen away by Townsend. Over to Bergman. Ella will bring it up across the court to Citron by herself. Sid. Drive, hang, the teardrop. Too strong. Rebound, her own shot all the way into the corner. Back up top, Motto with it. The little teardrop from Madison. No good. Rebound by Townsend. Put back. No. Scaldera's got it. They're letting things get a little chippy under inside. Burke with it up top. King on the next dead ball. She'll check in. Left side to Blackwell. Under 3 minutes to go. Guarded by Townsend. Sid. Drive. Kick. Malcolm a three. On its way and good.
Yeah, and this is by far the best I've ever seen her. Probably the most I've ever seen her shoot.
70-39.
I've never seen an offense performance from her like this.
Bergman with it up top. Brosterhouse got it from 15. 2:30 to go. Malcolm with it up top. Left side to Blackwell. Sid going to drive down the lane. Shot, no, but she's fouled. She hit the deck. She's okay.
And that will be,
it's gonna
five
be on Townsend.
On Townsend. That is.
Coach says five. You got 20 seconds.
Oh, wait. And there they go.
Townsend out, King in. Mass substitution here for Porter Ridge. I believe, yes, they are all on my roster tonight.
Yeah, we had a little issue with that in that Monroe game,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
I would assume Blackwell's coming out on the after the free throw.
She's in for the shooter. I can't see who that is right now. I think that may be. Don't know. Krista Doulis will come in for Weddington. Sid up and gets the roll.
Sub.
2:18 to go.
I guess she should have gone down further.
Blackwell up and no good. Rebound by Porter Ridge. That was Maya John. Never mind. She's not on my roster.
No. I believe we referred to her as 2-3 in the Monroe game.
Abigail McKinley. She's got a different jersey. 30.
Okay.
She's 30. She's 23 for home. So McKinley with that rebound. They're going to run horns.
Okay.
King with it up top. 2:05 to go here. High post. And a foul is called. It'll be on, I believe, McKinley. I'm familiar with horns.
Yeah.
Coach Cook and his CC Elite days.
Yeah.
Are they well past him? I'm not sure, people. King will trigger.
Know.
They get into Citron up top to Bergman. Back to King. Carolina three on its way. No good. Rebound. Citroen saves it right back to King. Caroline down the lane. Kick over to Brosterhouse. Up and good.
Okay.
Six on the night for her, correct?
Eight. Yes. Oh, yes, six. You're right. Six.
1:50 to go here. 71-43. Williams with it up top. A screen. She'll use it. Drive. Kick to McKinley. McKinley with it. Back up top. They get it over to Taylor. Now to Williams. Rise. Fire. Three. No. Rebound to Citroen. Up to Bergman. Ella. Drive. Hang. Shot. No, but she's fouled. And Miss Bergman will go to the line for two with a minute 26 to go.
And you know these officials don't want to call fouls in those situations, but you have to. It's just not fair, you know. I mean, you got to call the game right.
A minute 26 to go here, 71-43. Bergman up and good.
And Ella's got 8 points in her return tonight.
Second one up for her is no good. Rebound by Porter Ridge. It's Lamont with it. Over to Williams. Williams wants to push. King picks her up at midcourt. Watch that offhand.
Yeah.
We don't want that late of a night.
Nope.
Now to McKinley. Drive. Pull up from 10. No good. Rebound. Loose ball on the ground. McKinley with it. Gets it to Lamont. Now stolen by Citroen. Citroen and Brosterhouse. Citroen going to drive. Hang. Shot. No. Rebound by Johnson. But we got a timeout called.
Uh-oh.
An official timeout. Who is that? Caroline.
Yeah.
King came down on her ankle and twisted it as Coach Welch heads out on the floor. She can't put any weight on it.
Oh, boy.
With 56.3 seconds to go.
You never want to see that, especially with 56 seconds left in a lopsided game. You hate that.
We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abert, Ryan Cook. Don't forget the boys will tip probably about 8:10, maybe 8:15 tonight.
This is tough. A senior in – almost mid-January. I mean, a bad ankle sprain could make, almost go to the end of the year for her. I hope
that
not.
That dreaded high ankle sprain.
And, of course, I have no idea that it's that bad, so don't get me wrong, but it's just you hate to see it. Man.
Took her shoe off, it looks like, which I'm not – for
I've
me, you
both.
Never take
I've
your
heard,
shoe off.
Yeah, I've heard that you don't.
Because if you sprain it, it just keeps the swelling condensed.
That's what I've heard.
I'm not a trainer. I'm just your lackey.
I still can't get over the night for the freshman, Ashanti Taylor. I mean, I got 24 points, I believe. Let me double-check that. Yeah, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. Wow. That's a big night.
Yeah, 3 more years of her.
Wow.
She's going to find herself possibly up there on that wall.
Hey, I remember, though, that. Now you're bringing that up. I'm confused again.
Okay.
Because we agreed that there are other.
Oh, there's other 1,000-point scores for Porter Ridge. Those are just the two boys all-time and girls all-time.
Okay, this is where I got an issue with thinking you are wrong. Because if there's other 1,000-point, you're telling me all the other boys are just over 1,000 but under 1,061?
Yes.
They're
yes.
that close? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every 1,000-point scorer they have.
They don't have
less
a lot.
Than 1,061.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
In fact.
That's weird.
Kyler Harris, I think, is
like right
actually number one, and they haven't changed that yet.
Oh, okay.
Johnson with it throws it out of bounds because
Kyler
Harris from last year surpassed Isaiah Williams, so that's going to change.
I just put another one up. I wouldn't take it down. I think that's what Weddington's done.
Well, I'm working with Coach Malone and Coach Brown. McKinley a three, no good. Rebound by Brosterhouse. Getting them a running tally of everybody that's, where they land.
Yeah,
because
that's cool. I like that stuff.
Some
I like
of the books aren't.
And
I'm working with them to try to go through old articles and because you've got Harris Williams, Cameron Stitt, Noah Taylor. I think you're just the boys.
Oh,
you've
Clark's
got
back
Clark
in.
Back in here with 30 seconds to go.
It's a little surprising to me.
Well, they got to put somebody in for King. Brosterhouse high post. Clark a three on its way. In and out, won't go down. Rebound by Brosterhouse. Gets it to Bergman. Back to Citroen, a long three. No good. Rebound again by Brosterhouse. 10 seconds to go. Christodoulis up and no good. Rebound by Bergman again. She'll throw it up off the window, no good. Rebound by King, no good.
Oh my goodness.
Rebound by Bergman, no good. And it's a final. 71-44.
Wow.
Porter Ridge wins it.